Hey everyone, how are you? I'm excited to be kicking off this 2019 with a brand new show sponsor. Very excited to welcome Joseph Meyer Club to the show. If you haven't heard about Joseph Meyer Club, head on over to josephmeyerclub.com right now and check it out. This they have a great product, this aftershave that I've been using. And it's really comes in a nice container, and it's got this foaming tip on it, just a little bit in your hand, and it's nice and clean. You know, if you ever used the liquid ones before, you can kind of make a mess, but this is a real clean and really easy to use, and smells awesome too. That's really a nice thing about it. So let alone is it moisturizing and alcohol based, so it helps heal up your skin if you happen to have any, you know, nicks and stuff, but smells great too. And right now, to let you try it, they're going to let you get 20% off for all my Rock Paper Podcast listeners. So at checkout, mention RPPJMC20 for 20% off. Again, RPPJMC20 at josephmeyerclub.com. And there's always free shipping, so keep that in mind. And yeah, tell them Shane sent you. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your favorite wine, whiskey, and local craft beers. Stop by and visit them this week, Friday, January 4th, John Bonham and Friends. Saturday, January 5th, the Bedlam Brothers. And don't forget, Tuesday, January 8th, we return to Naked Vine with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase, bringing along my good friends Cree Ryder of Cree Ryder Family Band, Kara Louise of Kara Louise Band, and Drew Schaefer of LS Express. Do not miss that show. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I can't wait to see you guys out there. 7 o'clock start, $5 at the door. And full listing of events at Naked Vine can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Zach Anderson from Old Capitol Square Dance Club. You're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
I'm keeping both my
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in Zach's truck. new mobile studio
here. Yeah, it is. Yeah, man. Big enough for all of us.
Hanging out with some of Old Capitol Square Dance Club. And
Hello.
Hi, Shane. It's been
a long
time.
Shane? How you doing, man?
You guys want to introduce yourselves properly for everyone?
Yeah, I am Zach Anderson of Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
I am Drew Schaefer, who used to be in Old Capitol Square Dance Club, and now I'm in Old Capitol Square Dance Club again. Yeah. We're getting ready to have an album release show, and we're glad to be here outside parked in Zach's quad cab Dodge Ram in Gaslight Studio parking lot in the hill in St. Louis, Missouri.
This will be the most interesting podcast you've ever done, man. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Gabby Blanton of No Band, just kind of the Yoko Ono of this situation. I'm here for emotional support.
Worse for us. We're going to need it.
But this is cool, man. I'm excited that we're here back hanging out again, talking about the band and talking about some new music coming out, big release party. We got a lot of things happening for the group, so this is exciting times, man.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do this forever, and we did the record probably 6 years ago or even longer, and we've been wanting to put it out forever, and we finally have it done. Thanks to Neil C. Luke, he kind of kicked us in the butt about getting a show together, and we've had the record done just sitting there forever, and we're looking forward to letting everybody actually hear it. Everybody already knows the songs on it, so at least now they can have a copy of it. So
yeah, very nice. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we sat in Gaslight a while back when the first time you guys appeared on the show, and we leaked some stuff out there, and we were teasing at it coming, and it's finally the day has arrived. We finally are getting very close to having this release party, having physical copies available, and I'm excited about that. But so you can pick up a copy on January 25th at the Old Rock House in St. Louis, Missouri. It'll be the Old Capitol Square Dance record release party with special guest Elliot Pearson and the Passing Lane, Old Souls Revival, and The Hague.
Yes.
And they're from what? Portland, or
I think so, somewhere in that area. Yeah, they're on the road. Neil knew them, and he had a show set up with the guys, and decided to invite them on the show. He said they're a really good band, so we're excited to see them.
Yeah, so. That's a killer lineup. Like,
absolutely,
it's gonna be such a fun night. I believe $10 tickets in advance.
In advance, $12 at the door, and it's gonna be. There's so many great bands that night, and we're gonna have some special guests playing with us that night. We're going to have Al Holiday everybody knows Al Holiday, and Tom Carell from the Redheaded Strangers are going to be sitting in with us, and we kind of steal their band from time to time anyway, so we all kind of rotate and play with each other whenever we can. So
I'm so pumped for that. That's going to be a cool night, especially having some special guests sitting in. So
yeah, there's a lot of talent around here that are friends of ours. We thought we'd just go ahead and use them, and you know, they want to play, and we're not paying them anything, so I hope they know that. They're learning that right now.
Spoiler alert.
Yes, you're not making nothing.
Isn't Old Capitol playing extra long?
We're playing long set that night. We're going to, the other bands are going to have, probably a 30-minute set, and we're just going to play until they tell us to shut up, basically. So we may go all night, who knows.
Nice.
So
yeah,
we're playing a lot of songs we haven't played, and I think this might be this is our 14th year as a band. So we've got songs from forever ago that we're going to play, from when we first started as a band all the way up until the new stuff. And we have our one of our old bass players coming in from Nashville, Tennessee.
Casey Babb.
So he's going to be coming in and playing with us. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Yep. Well, you can head over to oldrockhouse.com or metrotix.com right now and snag a couple of tickets before they're gone. And come on out to this party. We mentioned how great, but Elliot Pearson, I mean, he's been on fire right now, doing a lot of big shows, and their new record is amazing too. And then, of course, Old Souls Revival on that, which everybody loves them too. So
yeah.
their last record is another great one. So it's just going to be a whole lot of fun dancing and singing and having a great night. So
we always have fun playing with old souls, because we I remember their first shows in the city when they first came, and they came up and played a show with us at the Livery, and that was, they didn't know anybody back then.
They jumped right in, didn't they?
Yeah, we all became good friends.
Everybody started jamming together that night.
Yeah, as well as being good friends.
It's cool that there's so many different bands that, and there's so many different studios to record these albums. It's like whenever you said Elliot Pearson just released an album, I think Gaslight, where we're at right now, didn't they record his last album? Yeah. Then the Old Souls' last album was at Native Sounds.
Native, yeah.
And then Old Capitol, their last two records, their first record was at Sawhorse Recording Studios with Jason McIntyre as the engineer, and the second one they're getting ready to release is also from Sawhorse. And talking about all these albums, I love that. There's so many different places to record in this town, and this one is from Sawhorse as well.
Yeah.
This Old Capitol, this new one. What's it called? Have you named it?
I don't know yet. We're gonna keep it a secret, I guess.
Cool.
The big teaser, you know.
I think on the first your first appearance on the show, we teased at calling it like it was all kinds of funny.
Rain and Blood.
That's
a good one.
We had all kinds of funny names. There was a lot of silly stuff on that episode. It was a good one.
Yeah, you get all of us here. That's why we didn't want them being here, because we never get anything done. We just make fun of each other the whole time.
There was definitely a lot of that.
Yeah,
it was fun. Let's talk about the record though. Drew was saying recording with Jason McIntyre.
Yes.
Over at Sawhorse, and Jason's a good friend of the show as well. He's a guy I love talking to him. It was really interesting.
I love Jason McIntyre.
Jason's great. He's a good friend of our band. We've known him forever, and we've primarily worked with him because he knows us so well that a lot of the songs that end up on either album we've done with him. We may have brought it in as a slow song and he sped us up or whatever. So he helped produce the record, and we even got him to sing a little bit. He probably won't claim it. But
I told him that.
Yeah, he sang 2 days ago.
He says he thinks he remembers that.
But yeah, he kind of keeps us in line, which is good. It's nice to have a guy that can, keep your attention.
Yeah.
Make you be serious when you have to be, or we'd just go in there forever, never get anything done.
That is one thing I do find really fascinating about producers and engineers and stuff, and when they can kind of hear that stuff, like, you know, we kind of have this idea, and then you can just change like the tempo just a bit, and it totally changes the feel of song, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, that's it now, you know.
Yep.
That was the missing piece we needed, was like just that one little tweak in there.
Yes.
Or something.
You're lucky when you get a good producer.
Yeah,
it can make the whole world a difference.
I think it has to do with Jason's love of mashup videos. Because he loves to watch, like, Michael Jackson mixed with Led Zeppelin or something. He'd be like, check this one out. So we'd goof on it for 45 minutes before we even got started recording, you know. No, he knows so much about every different kind of music, and he's worked with huge, wonderful bands, so.
He's working on a secret record right now by a famous band. He said not to say, but anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tell you if Jason doesn't hear this podcast.
Yeah.
But he's like, holy shit, you're going to finish it up here?
Yeah,
I thought we were just starting some tracks, and then they like Sawhorse so much that they want to finish the record there.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a world class studio, man. It's
absolutely
beautiful.
Every time you walk in there, you just got to feel. You're like, oh man.
Well, it's funny because I lived on the other side of the building for 10 years, so I literally walked not even a block to the house. So I just go up there, I can just knock on the door and be like, hey, what's going on, man? Like, not much. Oh, we're gonna get this done. Oh, okay. You know, he's really relaxed with Jason. So
yeah.
He'd drive by every once in a while, be mowing my yard, and we'd talk for a little bit, and he'd take off, you know.
I like how you have to buzz in there too.
Yeah, because you wouldn't expect it in Sawhorse. You just see this building, and then you walk in, it's this amazing studio. And that we actually recorded that album, and Pokey Lafarge was recording his album on the other studio, so it was kind of cool. We'd, you know, see them at breaks and bring in sandwiches. We'd all kind of eat here and there, and they're a good group of guys in Pokey's band. So
yeah, very cool. So yeah, I imagine that's probably a lot of it too, is just being comfortable, like you're saying, like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere you're comfortable, and then just let it flow.
That's the type of place too. You won't even want to leave. Anytime I ever go back in there, he's got that leather couch,
yeah,
in the very back where the speakers are facing right at you. You're like in the sweet spot if you sit in this leather couch. And it's so comfortable in there, and you never want to leave because it's so inspiring. He's got instruments everywhere. The playback sounds so good on those speakers. You cut a track,
yeah.
Somebody could go do an acoustic guitar, and you come back in the studio, hear it on the couch, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh man, it's the best you've ever played that ever.
Yeah.
It just sounds so good in there, and you don't want it's so inspiring.
Yeah. Let's give him a little sneak peek of what you've been up to.
Okay.
We want to do, let's drop in Rivertown.
That sounds good. We do have a video on YouTube for that Mr. Drew Schaefer put together for us as well.
With aerial footage of St. Louis and the big landfill.
Yeah.
Which is a little interesting. And then some old archival footage of Vandalia.
Where the band started.
Yeah.
That's where Drew and I and Jesse McClary are all from. So
some old footage that somebody found in the Liberty Theater, which is a shut down, broken down theater in Vandalia. They found old reels of tape. And this one lady put it back together,
mm-hmm.
and somehow Jesse got a hold of the film, and then we started doing it in backwards order and did a bunch of stuff with it, cut up the film and iMovie, and spliced it in with some St. Louis stuff, and it tells the story of living in river towns, whether you be on the Mississippi or the Kaskaskia River. There's rivers everywhere, and there's a song about it.
There you go.
Yep.
Never come for you. up and left ashes of what used to be, used to be, used to be, used to be. Yeah, we're gonna be alright. Yeah, we're gonna be alright. Yeah, we're gonna be alright. Yeah,
it is cool, like to kind of talking about. We talked about the kind of the group starting in Vandalia, mm-hmm. and like you're saying how. And I think Jesse said you guys are all honorary members of Vandalian. You guys are all, you know, official citizens of Vandalia or something like that for being in the band or something like that. Like
it's funny because people still to this day like our first record and everything. You'll drive through town and you can hear people play it. Like you'll hear somebody pass you and they're playing one of the tracks off our first record or whatever. It's pretty funny, you know. Or you go to a party in the summertime or go somewhere and people are playing your album. You're like, how did you get this? You know, I don't even know you people, but they're just, you know, they like having something about their hometown. There's not a lot about Vandalia, so it's they appreciate it when they get it.
I totally get it. I mean, when I growing up, I mean, I'm from Wentzville and like. You know, we didn't really have a lot going on there at the time, but like I had some friends that started playing original music, and like we, you know, you went out and supported them because they were your buddies, and they're playing great music, and like they're representing your hometown, and like it was exciting to times and stuff. So I mean, I totally understand that.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Shane? You ever heard of a woman named Summer Osborne?
I don't believe so.
She's another musician from Vandalia, and she
tours the world.
And she's located here in St. Louis, but it was really cool to know that she came out of there too, and her mom was a music teacher.
Her mom got me and Jesse both started
and
in music.
She got me started in music too. When we didn't even know, I didn't even know Zach and Jesse, but she was that. If she thought you had even some slight amount of sense of melody, or tone, or whatever, she would suss you out.
We need to get her on this
and encourage you.
Well,
she passed away, which makes the story that much more interesting and almost moving. But I can still sing stuff that I'm sure Zach can too, of stuff that we sang when we were in first grade and second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade.
Jesse and I went to state when we were little kids. We won state in choir. It was hilarious.
And she got everybody going in town. Same here, just different.
That's sweet.
Sing Happy Trails.
Yeah.
You're going to sing Happy Trails, and you're going to sing Pinocchio, I've Got No Strings, in front of a very large crowd.
Yep.
And you still sing it to me today.
Yeah. but anyway, I thought you will run into her eventually.
Yeah.
She's very talented. I had to say that because, and there's also Judy McNutt from Vandalia that I like to give a shout out to, who we love.
Yeah.
But there's not so many singers around there, and we always joke.
And Dale Hannenbarger. Dale Hannenbarger.
Of the Wildflower Conspiracy.
There you go.
Who was also a sound guy for the 13th floor elevators for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is crazy. But that's it. Like, that's...
that's it.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's... But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's. So, how did you guys? How did Drew become a part of? How do you guys all meet and stuff?
I've known Drew since Drew was a kid, because we used to have a Jesse and I, for years before Old Capitol, had a band that was kind of like a more aggressive kind of band. I don't know what you would call it. Kind of an indie rock, punk rock kind of thing from, oh man, we started in 98, I believe, and then we played it all the way until the early to mid 2000s, and we were on a record label and everything, and used to play a lot. And Drew was, we used, from our hometown, a lot of people would come up and follow us and watch us go to St. Louis, watch us play. And we were playing in the, like I said, in the 90s in St. Louis. That's when we first got our start. And that band actually turned into Old Capitol. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was the same members of that band. It was called Kickin' Emergency. And we turned that band basically into Old Capitol.
Yeah, it used to be KIE, super speedy. Rock and roll, super high energy. People from other towns would come around. They noticed Kickin' Emergency because they were just so fun to watch. There was a band from Beecher City. That's a funny town name.
Yeah.
There's a band called Briar Fox that used to come to Vandalia to see Kickin' Emergency. Anyway, they were like one of the most recognized bands around. My mom. Actually, she would end up taking my little brother and his friends to their practice space to watch, because they were like hooked on it. They were addicted to this music.
Yeah,
it was so high energy. And then same with me, I could drive at the time, but I just wanted to be around them all the time, because they were the only people in town that I knew they could rock out the way they do, and they were so good. So every time I would get in my car, I would try to like turn up stuff really loud in my car after I would watch one of their practices to get it as loud, to get the music as loud as it was at their practice space, which I couldn't do it.
We played in Carbondale a lot back in the day, and made a lot of friends, and that's where we made pretty much all the connections for this band. Is we played everywhere with that band, you know, even went out to, you know, other states or whatever, and made a lot of friends everywhere. So now when we started this band, it's kind of funny, everybody kind of turned doing a more country thing, or I don't want to say softer, but something a little bit different. You know?
Get 22 years old and everybody just goes country.
Yeah. So we just all kind of have helped each other out ever since then. We still have friends all over that we, you know, like to see and play with. And a lot of people are from that time in our life are actually coming to watch the record release party, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So.
And when they did go country, I would still hang out with them, obviously, and I thought the songs got even better and better. Not even country, just like rock and roll country. Country rock, influenced by everything from George Jones, Hank Williams, to Graham Parsons. Jesse went through a huge Graham Parsons phase.
Yeah. Tom Petty.
Yeah, but it started to get really, really, really good, where I was like, oh my, I couldn't get over how good the songwriting was, and I couldn't believe how good they could sing, and just they would keep just churning them out like it was nothing. Just like they just had all these songs, and that's the why they're able to release these albums. But I hung out, and I think one time they asked me to play harmonica at the 10 Mile House in Afton.
Yeah, you
and
never
I just couldn't
with
believe it.
Before,
I
yeah.
could not believe it. I was like, no way. I'm getting to play with these guys? You gotta be kidding me. Yeah. And it changed my life forever. Yeah. Now we're sitting in the Dodge Ram outside of Gaslight. But Zach, do you remember some of the people that Old Capitol used to open up for? Just you would get asked without even trying to promote, but like, I can mention a few, but you have the master list with like Holly Golightly and the Broke-Offs.
Yeah.
Whitey Morgan, 78s. Corey Chisel and his band, they were big at the time.
Yeah. You know, we did a lot of shows that it was really great, because people just kind of call us and have us open up. And Water Liars, and we played with Pokey a few times, So Many Dynamos, things like that. But yeah, it was a really cool time back then, because really it was even before like Doc Ellis and bands like that, and they've been playing, and
probably played 5 or 6 shows with them. They were our good pals.
Yeah, and then Tim joined our band.
We found Tim Sullivan through Doc Ellis playing at Lemons one night. Is that right?
Well, it was the Dirty 30s.
Dirty 30s.
Yeah.
With Jason Riley's old band.
Yeah.
And Jay Connors was in that band too. Oh yeah,
that's how we met Jay, and he played with us for a few years too. So we've had a running list of members that kind of sit in and rotate.
Heath Luster, the original bass player.
Yep.
Hello, Heath.
Yeah, we've had a lot of members over the years. When you play that long, I think the only original members there were Jesse and I.
Andy Wright was the original drummer.
Yeah.
Mark Rosencutter sat on set in on bass.
We've had three or four bass players and several drummers, and Zach's been with us the longest.
Zach Gibbons?
Yeah, Zach's been with us more than anybody. So
Zach Gibbons, first time we met him, we were to practice in South City by on Juniata Street in Casey Babb's old house.
Yeah.
And Zach, it was the first time they knew Zach Gibbons from way back in the day whenever Gibbons
played in high school. He
played in a band called Horse Shack from Belleville, evidently. So I never met O'Gibby, but he had his hair grown out really, really long, this big curly mane that he had, and he showed up in these super short, like, cheerleading shorts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm going to like this guy. He seems real fun.
That's awesome.
And he was. Yeah. And he was fun.
That's probably about the time I met him too. He was playing with some of my friends, Chris Curd, and so they were playing more rock stuff.
What was their band, The Leopard?
Yeah, he was in I've known Chris since high school, and they turned into The Leopard. But they did a couple other things before that too. Chris was and stuff, but then I think that's where right around that time when I first met Gibby was in that.
Yeah.
The Leopard and stuff. Maybe right before that too, somewhere in there. But I've known him for a long time too already. So yeah. It's been fun to watch.
That's funny.
But him evolve as a musician as well too is like everything.
Oh, big time.
I remember him he was in high school and he used to be a big fan of Old Capitol, Kickin' Emergency, our old band. And he was in high school at the time, and we'd have him come play with us, and he loved our band, and he would drive. Oh my gosh, over 100 miles and come jam with us. And he was just like a kid. And it was funny. He was like 16 years old. His car would break down and he'd need to get gas money. They'd show up, you know, but he just wanted to play. And he was always a really good drummer. He played in a band called Horse Shack. Mm-hmm. And I've known Zach since he was really young.
Yeah. So. Well, let's drop in another tune. This one's called American Dream.
I just don't know that I'll ever find home of such a place even really exists anymore. I fooled myself so many times. I got too comfortable. The damn roof fell in. If the people even really exists anymore.
Okay. There's also a music video for this with the controversial dancing Daniel Kraus as the lead actor in this film.
New text message from Dan Sullivan.
There's Dan Sullivan.
That's what happens in the pickup truck.
No, we need
truck.
That. That was from Dan Sullivan. That's from the oldest Sullivan brother that writes most of the songs for the Redheaded Strangers, for Christ's sake.
He loves Dixie Chicks. Just
yes, he
that.
Does.
Yeah, so do I.
Lucinda Williams.
We're basically in Knight Rider and a car is talking to us.
Knight Rider.
Can we phone a friend? Is that something that we do on here?
Yeah, do you ever phone a friend?
We could call Jesse and talk to him through the speaker.
Dude, we should. Could we do that?
Let's call him.
I'll let him know before we do so he doesn't say anything stupid.
Texting my sister, you know, Matt Maher says hi. Yeah. Yeah, want to do a shout out to Matt Maher.
Yeah.
Matt Wash.
Keep playing that guitar. You're so sweet.
Matt's the man.
He is the man.
He says he loves you, Shane.
I love him back.
There you go.
I'll tell
I'm
him.
Putting that on the
record. Matt, let's hang out tonight.
What's that you? I've had a couple people call in. I actually did one of these in the green room at Pops with 12 guys on one single microphone.
Oh wow!
And we had a 13th guy called in on my speakerphone.
Yes.
And it was it actually turned out really pretty good.
That's a different dimension. It's like Jesse's in the privacy of his own home now. He doesn't have to sit in the Dodge. Yeah. All the windows are fogged up.
What's wrong with sitting in the
People
Dodge?
No, I love it. No, I'm saying it's a different setting, is what I'm saying. So like we're just you guys are drinking those Halls cough syrup pills.
On that note, can I get a bump?
Yeah.
By that I mean a Halls. Yeah.
I need one of those. So then, call Jesse. Look, do you got any questions to ask Jesse? Just some random, just super random stuff. Zach, you got to mess with him a little bit.
Yeah, I will.
Ask him about Star Gravy.
Yeah. We've had one song called Star Gravy. We tried to record
possibly the best song Old Capitol's ever had.
It's the first song we ever really wrote. And we've tried recording it probably 20 times, and it always turns out like garbage.
So you can't bring the energy in the studio. Yeah,
it just doesn't work. So,
but it's definitely the best song. One of the best songs. It's one of my favorite songs.
It just doesn't work. And then we end up
because the energy's too high when you do it live, and then we can't fully get. Yeah. I think in a booth.
Jesse and I end up fighting over it because I'll like it too much, or he'll like it, and we'll just. We have a problem trashing each other on things like that, and things don't get done.
That's why a phone call is really good for this one.
Yeah, we don't have to stare at each other over the, across the seats here, make fun of each other the whole time.
And Knight Rider.
Can you call him?
Mm-hmm. I told him I was going to call him. We'll try. This is going to be like some Howard Stern stuff right
Even
here.
If we miss him the first couple times, we'll just keep calling.
We'll just harass him, make him put his baby on the phone.
Yeah.
See what his thoughts
Get
are.
Get Julian on the phone.
We did a prank phone call one time that turned out really a whole lot of fun.
Oh, that's perfect.
This is crazy. Going live. We are.
What? Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on the air on Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, let me get my headphones so I can hear a little better.
Yeah, then you'll have a good microphone too.
Oh man.
What up, Jesse?
I can hear you guys. Great.
Dude, it's cool. It's perfect because it's through Zach's the stereo. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Where are you guys at? You guys up at Gaslight?
Yep, we're in the parking lot because whoever's in there is hitting the drums so hard that we couldn't go anywhere.
Let me throw my headphones on real quick.
All right.
Turn that up a little bit, Zach, if you can.
All right.
This is great promotion for Ram Trucks.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
We can hear you great, bro.
And Halls.
Yeah.
And Halls, yeah.
Pro level.
Yeah, PL. For life. What are you guys talking about, man?
We're talking about all the people from Vandalia that ever sang music, like Summer Osborne, Judy McNutt, and Mr. Hannabogger. And how you and Zach won state with Miss Osborne's push.
Yeah.
Honor course,
baby. Man.
Yeah, state contest, they called that.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good history there for
the another thing we were talking about was how Star Gravy could never get recorded properly.
Yeah, man, I think I fucked with that I overfussed that one probably, just, you know. But yeah, it never did. It never did quite get right. We probably should have just recorded it live and let it be. But yeah, it's had several different versions of that song too. That's another example of me being completely indecisive sometimes.
That still has
Still
has the same stupid title though.
Yeah, that title was meant to be like a, you know, placeholder. Mark Rosenthaler actually came up with that. So Mark Rosenthaler is listening, you know, and you can thank him for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Star Crazy, it never got changed. It just stuck, you know, it's one of those things. But excellent.
It's funny. It's funny how many of those like placeholders stick around, though. There's a lot of them. They just. I think even that's the name with Dave Grohl said something like that about Foo Fighters. Like, he's like, if I'd known I was going to be still going by Foo Fighters 20 years later, I would have picked a better band name. Like,
yeah,
you know, I was like, it was
right. Well,
yeah, I don't even know.
It worked out for them, I'd say.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
they did all right.
Yeah.
How about the people showing up at the Eagles Club in Vandalia saying, we're here to sing the. We're here to listen to the square dance band. You guys play square dance music, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
And then we kick off with statue guards. You know.
And they were not. They didn't do much square. They couldn't do their square dance boogie. So I think they were just. They thought it was false advertising.
They did. They did. They really did.
These boys ain't playing square dance music. You know, this ain't right. Yeah,
but,
you know, that was a pretty good early funny story.
That boy's got silver boots on.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah, they probably should have.
How about you back in the day, going back into Vandalia with your long hair and your crazy boots?
Oh, man, yeah, that was asking for it, really. I mean, I probably should have been murdered at every bar that I went to. That was, you know, it was kind of fun. I sort of liked antagonizing people's ideas about what they thought was masculine, and, you know, sort of challenge them a little bit. Like, do they want to, like, you know, have sex with me or kick my ass? And they had to decide that on the spot. And,
Jesse, you know, Stardust, so, baby.
That was it. That was what his purpose was to, you know, really make people think about things, you know. Yeah, so I challenged their, you know, their ideas of sexuality, and yeah, I didn't get killed, so somehow it all worked.
Yep. That's awesome.
Well, that I was thinking, because what are you gonna say?
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, well, you mentioned being Square Dance Club and stuff. You guys are kind of shortened it to just Old Capitol for a while, but now it's back to being Old Capitol Square Dance Club, right?
Yeah.
People didn't show up. They're waiting on the Square Dance Club part, and they didn't know who we were. Yeah.
As far as online and stuff, like, it already kind of had, that was already, that's what, like, if you type that in, it brings, you know, it's kind of recognizable, and no one else has that name. And Old Capitol, I believe, is the name of about a million businesses I found out. I was like, man, let's just go back to the Square Dance Club, because it's long, and, you know, it's too long of a name. I've been told that, you know, and misleading and whatnot, but at least it's, you know, there's nothing else called that. There's no one else called that. So when you say Old Capitol Square Dance Club, you know exactly what you're talking about, I guess. So that was sort of the reason for, I guess, we tried to rebrand, like, New Coke and Coke, you know. Went to New Coke for a while, and then back to Coke.
Yeah. Stuck with
That's
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah. Yo, Crystal Pepsi. Crystal Messy.
Coca-Cola Black with coffee. I like Old Capitol Square Dance Club's name. I love it. You're right.
Hey, you guys ever heard the song Baby Shark?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dude, I've heard it, like, 800 times today.
It's because you got a baby.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, we were just jamming upstairs. It was pretty cold.
That's so cool.
Who's Baby Shark by?
Baby Shark. Baby Shark. It's a jam. It's a tasty jam.
Yes, it's something.
Hey, man, the kids love it. The kids love it.
The kids do love it.
So you guys are going to be covering it at the show then?
Yeah, that's...
I'm pretty sure that it's... I've already sat down and transposed, you know, all the chords. I got down now.
Yeah. But we'll see if Al Holiday can keep up.
Hey, is Al Holiday and Tim Sullivan both playing?
Yes.
Okay. We got a piano, a great honky-tonk, you know, rock and roll piano player with a Alex can play piano or organ. I think he's gonna play organ for us, right?
So, well, what we're gonna do actually is in the middle of the show, we're gonna shut it down, and then we're gonna wheel them together face to face, and then flip them upside down like Tommy Lee, and they're gonna go up, spin in circles, and battle. It's gonna be awesome.
That sounds excellent.
And all the pyro.
Awesome. Yeah, there's gonna be pyro. Everybody's hair is gonna catch on fire except for mine.
Man, I think that right there will be the highlight of the night.
That's a question I've been wanting to know about Tim and Al, but I found out right now, so there we go.
Yeah.
I didn't know
They're both very good.
I hope they are.
Good players. Good guys, and, glad they're on our team.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so excited about this, man. It's going to be a fun night. Again, January 25th at Old Rock House.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, please come on out, man.
You coming up here soon, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm going to be up there soon. I'm going to get my amp and guitar and stuff ready and probably head that way here soon.
He's going to listen to Baby Shark a couple more times. And
I got to get that in.
Yeah, get your pitch ready.
A couple more. Yeah, that's how I get pumped up now. I put on Baby Shark and turned up the ear bleeding volume. Yeah.
Me.
Are you recording that tonight?
Yeah, we should. We are.
Let it eat.
Nosebleed level.
Yeah. Just let me know the key.
Well, shoot, man. Thanks for calling and letting me join in. This is TL stuff here, man. Like,
yeah, pro level.
I'm not even there where you guys are. We're in the same room talking, man.
Totally.
Mind blowing.
Perfect. Technology forever. All right, well, now we got to call somebody else, right? Yeah. Who should we call, Jesse?
You guys should. Should be the whole thing. Give Heath a call.
No.
Our buddy Heath.
No.
Yeah, call him. Call Heath.
Right. Take care, brother.
Right now.
All right, see ya.
Thanks, Jesse.
Well, I'll see you guys soon.
Later, brother.
See ya. Hey, Shane, thanks for doing this, man.
Happy to help, brother.
All right, man, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
New text message from Dan Sullivan.
That Dan Sullivan doesn't stop. He just keeps on texting.
Is there anybody else we need to call? If we were live, we could take suggestions on.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in town that we've needed? Let's call Jimmy Griffin.
There we go.
Is it true that he's still with El Monstero?
Yeah.
Are they playing already?
They're playing tonight.
Well, son of a. Let's go to El Monstero.
Where are they playing?
The pageant.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that Jimmy's good.
He's something.
He's
very kind.
Yep.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. I buy, I play Magnetone now, and they're the guys that do all the dealing for that. And I went up there and talked to him and Brian Henneman before I bought it. I remember Brian Henneman, whenever I bought it from Bottle Rockets, he goes, "Are you sure, man? You buying that?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "That costs more than my car, man." You know? I said, "Yeah, I've been saving up forever for this thing." Okay, I just wanted to double check. I guess I looked like a bum when I went in there. Probably thought I stole something from somebody.
New text message there goes from Dan again. Sullivan.
That Dan Sullivan is just not messing around.
I just like how it says it. It's like everything's updated, but that's new text message from Dan Sullivan. It's like it's not up to par with like the new like robotic stuff.
No.
But that's what makes it even better. Here, let me text you just to hear it.
Yeah. I turned it off.
Oh, man.
But
I have no complaints about this vehicle. It is interesting.
Yeah, now we're just having fun. This has just been fun. I buy my pedals from Jimmy Griffin.
Yeah.
I walked in. I knew who he looked like. And all I said, I go, "Do you play in Petty Cash Junction?" He goes, "Yeah." He sold me a Caverns pedal. I don't know who makes that. But boy, it's just fun to hook up to my acoustic amp. It's like I start calling myself Surf Schaefer.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't heard that one yet.
I like it.
It's mean. You need a tattoo. You sold me something else, but those son of bitches are expensive. Yeah. I went up there, and those are all wired. Those are hand wired.
It's a real deal.
Those are some of the best pedals. That's great. But anyway, yeah. Jimmy Griffin, we love you. Pokey.
Yeah.
You just played your last show last night for 3 times in a row. It was good talking to you. the other night. You played better than ever. Jimmy Griffin, like I said, I don't even know you other than when you sold me the pedal. But we really like you.
Here, you're great.
Yeah. This is fun.
Well, yeah, you guys never seen the Incurables or?
No, I've seen Jimmy Place. Yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
I know he's good. Yeah. I've heard nothing but wonderful things, and he's just so kind.
And then he was
heard him playing in the guitar shop. He'll just be in there just wailing. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, who is this guy? Holy shit.
I think there's like a hierarchy of guitar players around of guys that I know, and he's one of them.
Yeah.
You know, there's
name them, Zach. Just really do it.
The guys that I know that I like the most, that I think are the best or tasty or whatever guitar player. That's a stupid word to say, but I love. There's Dave Black. Dave Black's amazing. You got Dave Anderson. You got Obed Khan. You have Jimmy Griffin. I'm trying to think here. There's a lot of guys around. Todd Mosby, he's a guy I took lessons from for a while. He's got some kind of movie that he's doing right now. These other really good guitar players, really good. but yeah, there's guys like that that are just incredible. Jimmy's one of them. He's been playing forever.
Yeah.
So.
That was funny. You mentioned Dave Black.
Yeah.
Because like, I look at. Sean Cannon is one of my favorites to watch.
He's a great player too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was talking about like how he gets like nervous around Dave Black. Like when Dave
Everyone
Black,
does.
When Dave he's
Tommy like, Holleran told me one day, he goes, who's the best guitar player? Dave Black.
Yeah. He said, you know, he'll be playing a gig or whatever, and Dave Black will walk in the room and he's like gets all, you know, like he's
makes you shake.
Yeah,
him.
Right. Yeah. Like, so it was like great. It was interesting to hear like that he has that much respect for him and stuff as a player and things. And
Dave Anderson said that to me too. He said he got with him to do a private on working on some specific something on guitar. And I said, is he as good? That's before I'd seen him play. I said, he's good as everybody says he is. And he just looked at me and was like, dude. He's like, he's just ridiculous. He's so good, you know. And then I seen him and I just felt stupid. There's some people that you see and you're just like, well, I feel stupid. You know, I have all these guitars and I can't play them near as good as this guy, you know. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Who's that super fast guy that you played with in a band for a while?
John Knuckles. He's a guy that I played with in a metal band called Warhorse. And he just came out of nowhere and showed up. And he's one of those guys that's like literally Yngwie Malmsteen. I mean, he's amazing. And he's a better piano player than he is a guitar player. It makes you sick. Yeah. Like, I hate the guy and I love the guy. He's a really good guy and he's my buddy, but it just pisses me off every time I see him play. I'm like, I just wish I could do that, you know?
Right.
And I've probably been playing twice as long as he has, you know? It's not a natural, I guess.
Yeah. But. Well, very cool, man. This is, we got, again, snacks and tickets before they're gone for January 25th, Old Rock House. Old Capitol Square Dance record release party with Elliot Pearson in the Passing Lane, Old Souls Revival in the Hague.
Yes.
And $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And yeah, it's going to be a fun night. I'm pumped to see you guys back on the stage and pumped to get this record out there.
We have another show, I think, after that with on the February 17th. So we're actually starting to get a little bit more active, start playing again.
So like this record's been, you said like 6 years, but you guys are already working on another one, right?
Yes.
Coming soon after that?
Yes, we have another one here at Gaslight that we're doing, and we've got most of it done. We're just kind of putting the finishing touches on it right now.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool, something different. Because Zach being in the band and being here at Gaslight, we decided to start doing some work with him. We wanted to get some songs out of the way. We got so many songs we never recorded over the years, just tons of them. We thought, well, we better put them down before we forget them.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, we'll have another record coming out shortly after this one, hopefully. Hopefully it's not another 6 years on top of that one, so.
So you think we'll ever get Star Gravy?
We're going to do that. Yeah. We have to do that. It's basically the first thing we ever put together, you know, in this band. So it has to be there. And maybe it'll be something to where if we do finally get it done, then the band will just break up. it's too much.
We did it, guys.
Yeah, we're done.
Yep. Do you want to play the star? I just found this guitar back here. It's a Christmas guitar. It's a Christmas present that nobody that's listening would ever know that this is back here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Zach bought this electric guitar. It's a Strat. You can hear it click.
Oh, yeah.
You want to play Star Gravy on it?
Oh, I'm good, man. I don't have any room up here to play it. I'm trapped.
Well, I just really feel like I finally pulled that out. There we go. I'm going to put it back.
Well, cool. Get involved with Old Capital Square Dance Club on your Facebook page. And yes. you can the original record is all on your Spotify and iTunes and all that. Digitally.
Yes. And this album will be as well once we get done with the release party. That way, if by chance you can't, come on out and definitely get a copy from us at a show. But you can always stream it on Spotify and buy it on iTunes, things like that. Yeah. So we appreciate the support. That way we can be here another 14 years.
Yeah. So. Well, very cool. Well, Zach, thanks for letting us hang out in Knight Rider.
Thank you. And, I appreciate you having us, man.
It's been a lot of fun getting to hang out and talk about all this. So.
Absolutely.
We'll see you all January 25th.
See you there, yes. Shane.
Awesome.
Thanks for everything, brother.
You know, happy to help, man. Bye, everybody.
See peace and love. Peace later. And love.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.
Whatever he wants it to be.
What's
like,
that truck stumbling?
Yeah, this is Zach Anderson. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. You're going to love it. Talk to it all sexy.
Yeah, do it.
KZK.
Do it.
Yeah, with your
do it. Do we have
a you're recovering flu voice. It's
absolutely
raspy. Seriously. Yeah, yeah. Raspy. Do it real. Talk
yeah,
like you're
really
talking to
raspy,
Amanda.
Raspy. Okay.
Yeah. When do we go? Anytime.
Yeah, it's recording. Right.
This is Zach Anderson from the Old Capitol Square Dance Club.
Oh.
Come get sexy at the Old Rock House when it's coming up real soon, January 25th. Bye. Hope you guys had some good stocking stuffers. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast, and you already know who this is. This is Drew Schaefer. You're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. This is Zach Anderson from Old Capitol Square Dance Club. This is a podcast from a Dodge Ram. Everybody's eating Hall's cough drops and deck the halls with bowls of coffee stout and a Dodge Ram. Shane Presley drives places to do cool things because he loves music, and I'll be at the Stinger Songwriter Storyteller next Tuesday with Creed Ryder and Carol Louise. Come to that one, too. You'll see flyers around your hometown and in bathrooms.
He's going to cut you off.
Cut us off, Shane. It's too much.
All right.
You could do a mashup.